Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply voice activated. Voice activated. Think, my friends, about how many things on the planet now operate with voice activation. There are smartphones that we can speak into, and they will send a text message, they'll upload our GPS, they'll call somebody even. And in our cars, there are many automobiles that are equipped with voice activation, where all you have to do is speak a word, and they'll download directions or change the channel on the radio station. You name it, voice activation is dominating our society. Well, long before that technology was invented, there was a different type of voice activation. This is when the power of the voice of God activates those who believe. Yes, my friends and neighbors, think about it. Remember, John had voice activation when he mobilized all of those to be baptized by the riverside when he said in John 1:23, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." Then we discover that our own voice can activate things, because the Bible tells us in Mark 11:23 that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, "Be removed and cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a power in our voice. We can activate things, change atmospheres, situations, people, and climates, all with the power of the voice that God's given us. Let's outline those characteristics in our voice acronym. That V reminds us that our voice must be validated. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's the voice of truth that I like to call it. Our voices are validated. What validates the voice of the believer? What else validates the voice of the believer other than the scriptures of God? That's what why we should speak the word as often as we can. Communicate in scripture. I often say that there is a lot of different languages on the planet, and a lot of people can speak different ones. There are formal languages like English and Chinese and Spanish and Latin. Then there are informal languages like Pig-Lat. Well, I think there's yet another language called Bible language. This is when we're talking of the goodness of God. We're speaking the scriptures of God. We're communicating the testimonials and our Christian experiences, our spiritual successes. We're doing that, my friends and neighbors, and that gives us a strong validation. The Bible says in John 8:32 that we will know the truth and the truth will make us free. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there's not only the voice that validates, there's another one that reminds us that the voice of originality. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's the voice of uniqueness. Remember, Jesus talked about it in John 10:27 when he said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." He goes on to say that the strangers, they won't follow. You see, our voices should be original. We don't have to preach like, teach like, or sound like anybody else. God gave us a uniqueness in our voice ourselves. We don't have to try to change our tone, our accent, our dialect. Whoever you are, use your original voice, and in that original voice, you can express sincerity, positivity, professionalism, and spirituality. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all do that. The Bible says in Psalms 95:7 that we are God's people. We're the sheep of his pasture. That today, if we hear his voice, we should not harden our hearts. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should turn to the voice of God, because people can respect that originality that comes from God. And isn't it great to know that God gives us originality with our voices, because he shows somebody something in one scripture and another person something different in the same scripture. And somebody spoke a word to you. That was something that came from God. Don't be afraid to speak the original things that God has placed on your heart. That I reminds us that the voice should be inspiring. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's the voice that uplifts and motivates and encourages and energizes. You know, we all have that favorite uncle or that favorite teacher or coach, that favorite person in a family that every time they come in a room, they lighten it up, and they're the ones that make us feel like we can win when losing crossed our minds. They make us believe that we can excel when we don't even think of it ourselves. They give us confidence and strength and encouragement. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's the voice of inspiration. Are you inspiring people with your voice? Are you letting them know, Philippians 4:13, that they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them? Are you letting them understand that there's no weapon formed against them that can prosper? Are you encouraging them to recognize that they can be more than they ever imagined because of the God on the inside? In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 6, the Bible says, they helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. Then it went on to say that the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and so forth and so on. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we should encourage like that as well. The Bible tells us in Colossians 4 and 6 that our speech should always be with grace and seasoned with salt. That seed reminds us of the voice of collaboration. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's the voice of inclusion. That's the voice that preaches team first and team always. You know, the family voice, the voice of the greater good that says good for all is greater than good for one. Jesus had that voice of inclusion. He said it in John 15 and 15 that he no longer calls us servants, but he calls us friends, and that everything that he heard of the Father, he made known to us. Look at the sharing collaboration. He told us in the book of John, he's in chapter 14, he says, greater works than these shall we do, because he goes unto the Father. He left a comforter for us in the form of the Holy Spirit. In John 14, he told us that the comforter will be with us. And yes, my friends and neighbors, he said he would be in us. Everything that God has, he shared it with us. That's the voice of collaboration. That's when we tell people, listen, it doesn't matter who you are or where you came from. You can be a part of the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter what you've been through, what you've done. You can also be a part of God's family. He'll still give you his spirit, his mind, his faith, his love, his peace. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to communicate the voice of collaboration. And last, but certainly not least, we have to communicate the voice of empathy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I like to call this the voice of understanding. You see, sometimes it's easy to forget that everyone on the planet is learning and growing at different levels. And then sometimes we often forget what we've gone through and are quick to criticize and judge other people. But yet, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to embrace the voice of empathy. That empathy that says Jesus has it as well. He was wounded. He was tempted. He was betrayed, denied. He was rejected and lied on, and the list goes on. Yet the Bible says he was tempted in all points like we were, yet without sin. He knows what we're going through. We can talk to him. He says that we can come boldly before his throne of grace, and he encourages us in Isaiah 1 and 18 to come and reason together. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to have, just like God, that voice of empathy. What voices are you utilizing today, my friends? I challenge you that you can be voice activated and activate those around you. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.